Hey, hey, good morning, potties. Today is a reflection day for me. I'm kind of on a fence about something, and I want to get you all's opinion. Just going to lay it out there. So after this brief interlude, I'll be back.
No grief, and I got that heat when I'm coming to break off the beef. Cincinnati, talk about the labels, been true shit, no fable. If you come in our house, machines did ripping and cutting your cables. Gonna put your heart out when I come through, trust me, I'm willing and able. Yo, niggas better come fast, cause we taking the rest off the table. Seymour, Radar, Murphy, and Woo, A-Rab, Lolo, Young Fresh, too. Rockin' Whiskey, JD, PC, GMBs, complete our crew. Any unknown nigga can't get it but a chicken. We give a nigga chillin' when they step in our villa. But believe my niggas, we the rilla. Cold hard hitters and cold cash killers. They jump fly and we jump niggas. Step in our hood for your pocket, them them. Everybody safe, let them see he's the great. And be fucking up the place when they come to our state. I got niggas that'll bust in your face. Feel these knuckles, they'll lose your taste. No need for the cage to debate, renovate. They'll be letting niggas know SLC hit
the shot. Shots is through, motherfuckers, when I play, coming for the steal. Your head spin like a Ferris wheel. Get upon your hands and knees and back knees, watch where we'll. I buck shots and stupid motherfuckers when I play, coming for the steal. Your head spin like a Ferris wheel. Get up on your hands and knees and bend knees, or I swear we'll take away your head, so tell me how that feel. Y'all say y'all the rats on the bit of drill. The bitch say I'm hard, I ain't made of steel. No coming if I'm talking sin, boys. You the one can hit a flame that I spark and give your ass a chill. Got some things to make your body cold. Also got some things to make your body fold. One shot here, couple shots there. Leave money thinking on divided roads. Y'all niggas already know if you fuckin' with a sin, then your body ain't slow. Young beans really ain't no hoe. If you talk shit, it's every in a smear, brother Moe.
This is teamwork. My team will get your whole teamwork. Eat dirt, put your brains all on your mesquite shirt. Low key, equal homicide in the drama side. Act up, I'ma bring the drama to your mama's side. You our whole day, feel we better than the rest of them. Disagree, we gon' leave you holy like Bethlehem. Listen here, before I give your homeboy a missing ear. How we get dope, you would think Homer Simpson here. Hit a lot of licks, now you sink in the bed. But while you snitching, I got your girl gripping the bed. Pipe full of hot lead, if you get a hot head, I'll blam on you. I don't care if you not scared. I ain't even from the A, I ain't even from New York. I'm from D-Town and getting money's a new sport. So I gotta elevate, Kate not featherweight. Tell Cass, bring the Patron, I'm about to celebrate.
It's like beef, I'm dumb, I march to my own drum. I don't need a pistol cause my mouth is my own gun. I'm running through you niggas, you suckers, we call you dumb dumb. And I can sell pimp to a nigga like gum, son. Who am I? I'm the greatest nigga speaking. One kiss on the lips, I leave the girly lips leaking. Money ain't a thing, it's like my pockets stay creeping. And talking about the squad, it's a problem you seeking.
Hey, shout out to Sale, Beans, Low Key, and Keys. They keep me pumped. Welcome back to Everything Under the Sun and How You Really Feel. Today, as I stated in the intro, that today's a reflection day for me. I'm actually seeking clarification, knowledge, trying to put two and two together to equal four for me, for my understanding. So let's get started. I am having a problem with recognizing signs. So my problem is this. If you believe in the Almighty and you believe that He's ahead of your life and He speaks to you in different ways, Do you believe in signs? Do you believe in, since his communication is nonverbal, the logical mind would say his answers, his blessings, his mercy, his grace, those things come by way of life. By the way, we're living day to day, my opinion. So when I'm asking if you believe in signs, I'm struggling with this. I have a thing going on, and I asked God, I said, hey, not know so many words, but I said, hey, I need your help. I can't see clearly. I don't know. And that's not a position that I'm in often. It has nothing to do with thinking that I'm perfect or my shit don't stink, things like that. It's just that I see something, I make a decision, and I live with the decision that I've made. Incorrect or correct, I live with it. I am not a person to beat up everyone around me or myself for a decision that I made with clear eyeballs, you know? So in saying that, the signs are what I'm having a problem with, because I believe wholeheartedly, I believe, and I pray that my faith is unshakable. I pray every day that it's unshakable. But this dealing that I'm going through, it's not shaking my faith. However, it's almost, I'm ashamed to say, made me question the... how can I say this? Question the intelligence behind it. Oh my God, I said that. But that sounds horrible, but it's what I meant, but not what I meant. Because I would never question God's will. But I guess I'm doing that, but I'm not doing that. See the confusion? See the confusion. Okay. I asked a question. And in my faith-driven mind, he answered it. He answered it. I said, what do you want me to do with this? And I'll be doggone if 2 days later, he didn't put a sign in my face. Okay, well, I didn't pay attention to it as a sign at that moment. Because, you know, the first time, first of all, I put the question out there and I left it in his hands. So I didn't revisit it. But a couple of days later, as I stated, something was placed in my path. And I didn't pay attention to it. I kept moving. Okay, well, let's see. 3 days later after that, something else was placed in my path. Connected to what was placed in my path 3 days prior. So I'm like, okay, I know I asked this question. However, I don't know how smart this move is. And I felt like I was questioning his path that he has me on. And it really upset me. You know, I don't want him to think that I'm not following what he wants me to follow. I guess the human in me is protecting me and not really listening to what he's saying I'm supposed to do. So there goes that sign, those signs again. And believe it or not, it's been 3, 4, 5, and 6 more signs. And then I have to be reflective and look back and say, well, you know what? This person was put in the place for this reason. This reason had to be the reason why this was going to happen. So that was going to put in place. And now that I've asked this question, you've put things in place where that thing no longer has to be there. And I'm all confused. So you have to sit and say, are these signs? Are these signs going to get you to a place, whether it's a job, a relationship, a trip that you need to take? You know, how many times have people, there's been a plane crash or something traumatic that goes on and a person comes out of the woodwork and say, I was supposed to be on that flight or I missed the bus. And tragically, the entire bus crew passed in that tragic accident, but I overslept and missed the bus. Divine intervention. Aren't signs divine intervention? I don't know. Divine intervention would be to me just what I stated. You know, you get stuck in an elevator and something bad happens outside. Divine intervention. Signs, I think, are spiritual also, but my problem is I'm fighting it. I'm fighting it tooth and nail. And that's the thing. So what does that do for me? What does that say to God about me? It's not like my heart knows. And I think my brain does too. My brain said, you know, these are signs. But the other part says, protect your space at all times. And then you say, well, I have to go with what he says, what he's showing me that I need to do. But if I don't go into it wholeheartedly, what does that do? And this is the dilemma that I have. I see the signs. Plain as day, I see the signs. But am I really 1 foot from running in the opposite direction? Probably. So that's why I'm like, what do you guys think? What do you think? You ask him a direct question, he gives you a direct answer by placing all these things in front of you and expect you to pay attention. And believe me, I paid attention. I'm just scared of the fire that I may be walking into. You know, I know he knows best. I know he knows best. I need somebody to tell me. And I go, God's told me. I know, and see the contradictory state that I'm in. And I don't get in this manner. I'm pretty focused, pretty direct. But this one right here, and I pretty much try to stay on the fence with most things. You know, I can see both sides of whatever, whatever. I do take my stand on certain things. However, I am looking at this from my confused brain. So when I say that I believe me, I believe. When I say I have faith, I have faith. And I know in saying that I'm supposed to let go, embrace the signs, pay attention to the signs, whether they're negative or positive, whether he's showing me a path that I never knew that I was going to take, a path that I was going to revisit, you know, anything. Does fear stop you from paying attention to the signs? When we ask him a question and he delivers and we still fight it, is that unappreciative? Am I showing him that I'm thankful? Do we do that? Are we showing that we're thankful when he puts signs right in front of our face and that free will that we have makes us ignore him and do what we want? So yeah, people, that's a dilemma. And you know what? The crazy part of it is that I'm leaning a whole lot towards what he's shown me. It's just that small percentage, that small percentage that keeps you from totally putting both feet all in. Both feet all in. And after I get this out, hopefully I'll be able to make a decision as to what I'm going to do. But as I speak, I think I already know what I'm going to do. And I think that my position, along with everyone out there as a child of God, when you ask him a question, especially seeing that he has billions of other children, you know, asking him questions and crying out to him, and he takes the time out to show you a sign, I guess I need to pay attention. Well, hell, I think this was kind of therapeutic, reflective, because I think I needed to say it out loud. I think I needed to really look at it without disturbance. Oh, and I still want your feedback. Please tell me, do you ignore the signs? What's happened when you did ignore the signs? What's happened when you followed the signs? Did he even answer you? So I appreciate you all listening today. I really do. New content soon. I'm getting bored without you all. I thank you for listening to me rant today. I appreciate you. Subscribe, follow, and share. Talk with you next time, potties.